Today, we'd like to study the title of the Lord's Supper in the 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 to 34. To align with the people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verses 20 and 26, therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. And verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. What are the purpose of the Lord's Supper? Question 2, in verse 25, in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. What is the New Testament? What is the new covenant? Question 3, in verse 34, but if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest I will set in order when I come. Why did Paul say that if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home? In the early church, the Lord's Supper included a love feast. Love feast like potluck feast. Verse 17, now in giving these instructions, I do not praise you. I do not recommend you. Since you come together not for the better, but for the worst thing. Verse 18, for first of all, the worst thing, when you come together as a church, so here as a church is Corinthian church. I hear that there are divisions. So divisions, the worst thing. Divisions, because divisions, the fruit of flesh. So Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21 indicate the works of the flesh are evident, which are contentions, dissensions, and those things, a sign of carnality. Then, in part, I believe it, for there must also be factions, divisions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you. Therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. So here divisions already Paul stated in chapter 3, verse 4 to 6. For when one says, I am of Paul, or I belong to Paul, and another said, I am of Apollos, I belong to Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one? Simply, Lord gave each instrument, Paul and Apollos, not you are belong to Apollos or Paul, rather than to the Lord Jesus Christ. I planted Apollos' virtues. So disciple Paul introduced salvation gospel to Corinthian people. Corinthian people became Christians. Then Apollos teach the Bible, so make grow their support. So Apollos waters, but God gave the increase. So here, verse 20, therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. Lord's Supper, close to the feast of the Passover, verse 26. So the Lord's Supper, close to the time of the feast of the Passover. So verse 21, in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others. So without consideration of others, so some people took the other portions ahead over other people who are going to take a portion. That's why one is hungry and another is a drinker. He would take other portions which they might take thereafter. Be considerate of others. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. What, verse 22, do you not have houses to eat and drink at? If you are hungry, you should eat at your home. If you are thirsty, you should drink at your home. Or do you despise the church of God? You are despised the group of born-again Christian, church of God. And shame those who have nothing. So you shame those who did not take any left portion. What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I do not praise you. I do not recommend you. For I received from the Lord the Spirit spoke to Paul's heart. The Spirit gave Paul understanding that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when Jesus had given thanks, first praying for thanks to the Lord, Jesus broke it and said, "Take it, this is my body." This bread is a symbol of Jesus' body, which is broken for you, broken body for us. Do this in remembrance of me. So the Lord's Supper is memorial service. Remembrance of me, memorial service for Jesus. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." So the red wine or red grape juice in the cup is a symbol of Jesus' blood, a memorial purpose of the Lord's Supper, because Jesus, in remembrance of me, so like the feast of the Passover in the Old Testament is the memorial service to remember God's deliverance from slavery out of Egypt. The Lord's Supper also is the memorial service to remember God's deliverance from all our sins by Jesus' death. Therefore, this cup is the symbol of the new covenant between God and us in Jesus' blood. Verse 26, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup," here, as often as, which is periodical memorial service, "then you eat this bread and drink this cup. Take a part of the bread to present a part of Jesus' body, which is the fellowship with other believers and with Jesus and God the Father." 1 John chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. "That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, and you also may have fellowship with us," with Christians. "And truly our fellowship is with the Father," God the Father, "and with his Son, Jesus Christ." In result, verse 4, "And these things we write to you that your joy may be full." So in order to participate in the Lord's Supper, so our joy would be full too. Then Here, we all are one body of Christ taking the bread, which is the symbol of Jesus' body. So, the Lord's Supper is called as a communion service. Come all together, union, one body. So we call the communion service. Drink this cup, our salvation cost his life with shed blood for our sins. Therefore, this memorial service is a sacred, serious service to convict us to live for God's glory, because Jesus was there with bloodshed for me, for my sins, your sins. Lord's death, memorial service of his death, and until he comes, which is the hope to meet returning Jesus. So therefore, the purpose of the communion service is the memorial service of Jesus' death, and through our fellowship with other believers, Jesus and God the Father, our new conviction to live for God's glory with the hope to meet the returning Jesus. Verse 27, therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in unworthy manner will be guilty. Unworthy manner or unsacred manner, secular manner, disorderly manner, inconsiderate manner to others will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Therefore, non-Christian should not participate in the communion service. But let a man examine himself. Self-examination is required, but self-examination is hard, because Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 to 10, the heart, our heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? My heart, to know it, the Lord. I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing. So that's why David prayed to God, test my heart, examine my heart. Psalm chapter 26, verse 2, examine me, O Lord, and prove me, or test me. Try my mind and my heart. So when God tests our heart, we should give thanks to the Lord. Why? James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, various tests, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. So first of all, examine your heart, then take the bread and the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner, unsacred manner, eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. So example here, verse 30, for this reason, supernatural, disciplinary, divine punishment, divine judgment. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you. Also, many sleep, many are dead as well. Those who take bread and the cup in unworthy manner are weak, sick, or dead, with God's supernatural disciplinary judgment or punishment. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, self-examination, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord. So, because we may not condemn with the world. So the God, not to be judged with the world, God tests or approves us. Verse 23, therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. So to take in order. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. So not to be judged. The question is why? The purpose of the love feast is to fellowship with other believers, extending to with Jesus and God. That's why if you are hungry, you should take bread at your home. You are thirsty, you should take at your home. This is sharing the peace over the potluck food is a love of peace. We are showing, we are expressing Jesus' love, the sharing Jesus' love. That's the purpose over love of peace. And rest I will set in order when I come. The left issues in the following chapters, disciple Paul will instruct. So let's see each question. Question 1 in verse 20 and 26. Therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. Here, Lord's Supper. And verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. What are the purpose of the Lord's Supper? The purpose of the communion service is the memorial service of Jesus' death, and through our fellowship with other believers, Jesus and God, the Father, our new conviction to live for God's glory with the hope to meet the returning Jesus. Verse 25, in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. What is the new covenant? Question 2. Like the feast of the Passover is the memorial service to remember God's deliverance from slavery out of Egypt, the Lord's Supper is the memorial service to remember God's deliverance from all our sins by Jesus' death. Therefore, this cup is the symbol of the new covenant between God and us in Jesus' blood. The last question 3 in verse 34, but if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment, and the rest I will set in order when I come. Why did Paul say that if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, not to be judged? Because the purpose of love of peace is to fellowship with other believers, extending to Jesus and God, not satisfying your hunger or your thirst. Let's sing song all together, last song on bulletin.